Somebody taught me how to get rid of sin.
Yes.
Somebody put me in Jesus' arms. When I was sick, somebody healed me. When I was down and out, somebody lift me.
Yes.
Somebody saved me. Somebody knew my problem. Somebody knew how to save me.
Yes.
Somebody knew how to deliver me. Somebody over here knew where I wanted to be.
Thank you, Lord.
When it all ends up.
Yes.
So glad I'm in the church of the Lord. So glad I'm in the church of the Lord. So glad. glad he found me. And he made me worthy for this estate. My soul, oh, so glad. So glad, so glad, so glad, 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 so glad.
And the gospel that was left And I'm sure you wonder how it's been so long. But the sun kept going up and going down. Twenty-4 years. And as man counts time, that's been a long time. But with God, the church will make it tomorrow. How we made it yesterday, and that was by the hand of the Lord. It shows you that if you can continue to trust in the Lord, time will pass and cease, but the word of the Lord will continue to do that thing God promised to do. This has been a trying time for all of us. But even in the trial, we have persevered over. To say you are God's handiwork is a mouthful. That means everything in the world is against your very nature. And seeing that the enemy has all that is in the world, or of the world rather, he's trying to devour just you. So I understand why the scriptures say sorrow then has to cease. Because the man of God that he had at my knowledge opening, he could have kept him until he came, as far as I was concerned. It wasn't need for another soul to come and say the Lord sent. I thought he had done well. I thought he had done well because I tried everything that he said. When I went to a college campus, I tried this church by everything, and I tell you, everything that was in the world was on that campus. And my faith came out on top every time. That means I found something that was written in the book that they didn't believe. And I believed everything. And when he had proven his labor, I remember the deaf girl being able to hear. Yeah. I was there when the mute couldn't speak, opened his mouth and said, I have the Holy Ghost. He had proven the work then to me. But in God's infinite wisdom, he was going to make space for me. Because he said that it was going to be a time that someone was going to come that was born in the land. And people read the scripture all the time saying, holy children are going to be born. And they think that's after this is over. How can it be? Well, there will be no marriage. Nor given in marriage. Amen. But we are those children. Amen. That our parents were filled with God. Amen. And bought by holy seed, yet we had to be baptized in water, just like John, just like Christ. Amen. But nevertheless, we were born. like John with the Holy Ghost. And these are the times that the Lord was talking concerning, that in us will be something beautiful. And Bishop Shelton knew that that day was going to come and he wouldn't see it. But he wrote concerning it,
amen,
as the others did. And here we are today.
Amen.
So, some man say, well, I don't believe that Paul said nothing about your children going to be holy. I say, well, you can believe it or not, it's written. And when you can give a man the word of God and he doesn't understand it, you might as well leave him alone. Because if God doesn't open the understanding of the man, he'll never see God's word. This is not a natural thing. This thing is of God. And you are not God that's going to make somebody see it when they're blind. Well, you might as well continue, and hopefully somewhere down the road, that their ears will open, and their heart will understand this thing. So the man said, I don't believe that. So I gave him God's word, I gave him the scriptures. He still said, I don't believe. What are you doing? He said, I don't believe. And my heart went back to, how did I get it? What was it that I had ever done that God would open my understanding to his word?
Amen.
And the conclusion is nothing. I hadn't done anything. But it was by his divine power that his choice, and that's the thing I want you to understand, his choice, his mind, as infinite as it is, say, when I mold you, I'm going to know you from when you were conceived until I see you again. And I want you to understand that. I don't care where you go in the world. If God knows you, he's going to know you.
Yeah, amen.
He's going to tell somebody, I never knew you. Now, that can't be you who he knew.
Amen.
How can he unknow you? He can't. But some are going to say, I did all this in your name. He's going to say, I never. But when it comes to the seed that was born holy,
amen,
and we were,
amen,
how can he look at us and say, I never knew you? But what choice do we have? In how we live, we don't have a choice. Some of us just have to stand. And he said that something vehemently was going to beat against this house. But he said, it shall stand. We're not going to break up. None of our stones are going to be moved. Our windows won't get broken. The house is going to stand. No need in the house to wonder. If everything has been destroyed around you, how you still stand, the house is just going to stand. So if anyone there needs shelter, they're going to seek it in the house that has been proven to stand. So, that many days has gone, word of the Lord is still standing. Amen. The words that he preached still stand.
Amen.
We have in us the gospel that was preached by Christ, that he gave to the apostles when darkness covered the earth and gross darkness covered the people. The gospel transcended that time, came onto the evening light when he spoke to a man, said John 20:21, or whatever he said. We have in us it from there on to the present hour.
Amen.
Nothing has failed.
Amen.
If we shall pass on one of these little things that we have, is going to go right on over and say that thing that Jesus walked the earth and spoke, that he gave it to the anointed, they'll come right on down the telescope of time and say, we still have it.
Amen.
Now, it will continue until the Lord says, I'm ready.
Amen.
And when he comes for us, that will be the fulfilling of everything that was spoken aforetime. And we wonder, how are we going to make it? We'll make it by the hand of the Lord that we made it yesterday.
Yeah.
And if another thousands of days shall pass, we'll be still standing. I wonder what would cause a soul to go contrary to the man of God. And you have to come to the conclusion every other man of God has come to. When Judas of Galilee thought himself to be somebody in Acts. And you say, Lord, am I gathering sheep? Or am I gathering false prophets? Or what am I going out to get? The sheep can be saved. The sheep can go and come back. I haven't found where one that took God's sheep away was ever found in safety. But I can find the sheep return that I have found. And when I think about, when you look in the word and these men were warned, leave these men alone. Because if it don't be of God, it'll come to naught on its own.
Amen.
But there is not one word that Bishop Johnson laid down, and everybody calls him the gold standard. Well, he's dead. So I'll be the gold standard.
Amen.
Now, I'll tell you, nothing he said failed.
Amen.
No one that walked in that day ever testified that the Lord spoke to them. They received the Holy Ghost. And when Lawson and the rest of them wanted their second companion while their first one was living, Bishop Johnson said, not so.
Amen.
He tried to warn Lawson that he could not get his second companion while his first one was living.
Amen.
And that's the thing that put them at odds. So what you think Bishop Johnson's going to do? Go with wrong?
No.
He said, the Lord don't bless my ministry.
Amen.
Then you say, I'm not of God. And he broke out. And Lawson got remarried. And if folks don't believe, isn't it amazing God gave me the newspaper article? The news article. First wife mad at the second wife. He put it in the paper. Why? So we'll know.
Amen.
Those things that were written, they're written in the paper.
Amen.
Learn it. So when you understand from which fruit you came, wonder how you're going to make it. If you made it yesterday by the hand of the Lord, you'll make it tomorrow.
Amen.
If he kept you yesterday in truth, he'll keep you tomorrow.
Amen.
So when all of these men, then they tell me, say, Bishop Patterson, you got somebody on your pulpit ain't right. Well, leave my pulpit alone.
Amen.
What God has given me, I'm going to hold to.
Amen.
Let's examine Bishop Johnson's pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
You believe everything he said. Every last one of them on there gone.
Amen.
From the top to the bottom. The Lord cleaned the whole thing out. Why? Well, he grafted in. Proselytes. All of them coming in already with the thing they say they have.
Mm-hmm.
He let it in. I don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I don't have to do that.
Amen.
I can get something that is pure.
Yeah.
Somebody say, the word I know,
yeah.
God has given it to me. Nobody laid no hands and made me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I know, God has given me.
Amen.
That's what God wants up here. But everybody he had, they came out of something false and say, well, the Lord raised me up. He proved that they were wrong and then put them on his pulpit. But you say, one person on my pulpit, and you're going to leave because of somebody on the pulpit. You should have left in Bishop Johnson's time then. Reeves didn't make it. None of them. Who on there? The last ones that he made elders, they got contrary. One of them went out and started stealing ice cream in a diaper. Now, you talking about what was on his pulpit. Selby's out stealing ice cream out of his mind, wrapped in a diaper. How many followed him? This is the same thing the scripture is telling us that Judas and Judas of Galilee did the exact same thing. I don't see where they were saved.
Mm-hmm.
But when you consider yourself that I can go back to Christ,
yeah.
Because if you can go to the house of repentance, which you did, you knocked and you found repentance. You went to the house of water. All of these are the mansions in his house. You just knocked on the doors and they opened to you.
Amen.
And once they opened, he said, no man can shut them now. So if you went to the house of repentance, you found it. No man can take that away from you.
Amen.
If you found the water in his name, nobody can take that from you. If you received the Holy Ghost and know you did, nobody can take that from you.
Amen.
So you mansions walk into these houses. Who would want to come out but a fool?
Amen.
Now, what he said, a door will open and I will have no man shut it.
Mm-hmm.
Who can then preach you out of the word of God? That's all a man going to try to do. Who can take you out? Paul warned you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of an angel come down, you see his wings. You see three sets of them. He's flying with one, he's covering his hands with one, he's covering his feet. You know it. You say, oh yeah, you're a seraph. I know where you come from. He said, I come to preach something different. You let him be a curse. That's what Paul told you. Now, I believe Paul. So when you get truth and your feet get planted, no need of wondering how you're going to make it. How did you get to the truth?
Amen.
God brought you to the truth.
Amen.
He's established the truth.
Yes.
With all of the smorgasbord of religions and ways to be saved in the world, you find repentance, water baptism, the Holy Ghost, all in his name, and contending steadfastly to believe. Contend is just struggling.
Amen.
It's a struggle.
Amen.
This little crazy mind of ours or try to find a way out of everything that God wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But once it get established and you try to figure out, well, how am I going to make it, Lord? Did I bring you to the truth? Yes, Lord. Did I keep you yesterday? Yay, Lord. I'll keep you tomorrow.
Amen.
This was the entire problem with Israel. The manna came the first day. There were some clowns that didn't believe it was going to come tomorrow.
Amen.
So what they do, they gather, say, just in case. They gathered up a whole lot more. But the design, the specifications in the manna was stink after the first day.
Amen.
So they gathered all things. Now, I'm going to defy what God said the manna going to do, because I'm going to have enough to make me some bread tomorrow. And Moses started walking by. And when he smelled the stink, what did he know? Somebody had unbelief. He knew it because he was stink. So we cannot, just because I'm standing today, won't believe that the same God that made me stand today is going to have me standing tomorrow. So I can't put my trust in man. I have to continue to put it in God. Because if you trust in man, God has already specified what's going to happen to you. So, my hope today is to prove all of those days the hand of God has been there leading and guiding and keeping. And no matter who walked out or who went left, it did not disturb us.
Amen.
We kept going forward. This church must realize it is the only thing under the sun that has fulfilled when God said he will throw you out of the temples and say they're doing his business. We fulfill that for God. He can come anytime.
Yeah.
We fulfill that for him. When we look at our lives, and we wonder, with all of the issues in this flesh, how I've continued to press beyond this, you will see where the Lord is continuing to do what he said he was going to do.
Amen.
I'll keep you.
Amen.
Can you imagine when the Spirit put on flesh and blood, and that baby came out and God for the first time opened his eyes and saw stuff from this perspective, saying, what in the name of heaven have I done? And he opened his eyes and saw men from this vantage point. And them angels say, I told you. He said, but I had to be able to secure for somebody, so I had to feel what it's like to wrap the Holy Ghost around sinful flesh that was from the beginning I told was going to die, and it's been dying since then. He put himself in death. And he said, well, let me get out of here. He had to wait till a little over 30 because he couldn't preach until after that time, because he was still under the law.
Yeah.
And that was the reason why they got him. When he healed them people on the Sabbath day, they finally got him. But I want you to understand, here's God Almighty wrapped in flesh and blood and opened his eyes as God in what you have on now. And when he got to the cross, he told that body, I'm out of here. And that body said, well, why are you going to forsake me, man? What you going to do about me? Well, like Abraham and Isaac. Isaac said, well, Daddy, where's the sacrifice? He said, come on, son. I Tom Reed where he said, man, it's you. But that body knew. When it started crying out, why are you going to forsake me? Now he said, well, can't kill me. So when I get out, you're going to die. And that body said, well, let's give up the ghost. And it had to go quickly. Why? Because if they were coming to just break the bones to make them all die, the scripture had already gone prophetically and said, not a bone of his would be broken. So when he got ready to do it, he said, oh, he's already dead. That little coward already died. When you see how God kept his word, he closed his eyes and said, this is finished. He laid in the ground. He laid that body in the ground. But can you imagine now his spirit say, well, my soul got 3 days. What can I do? And it said, well, remember those folk in the day of Noah? Let's go talk to them. Just consider this. He go down there and give them the gospel that you're going to hear. Knowing they can't get it. Knowing. So now you have this body laying, and the spirit is now going and preaching to all those souls that did not get in the ark. What are they going to be able to do when they wake? They're not still going to be able to say, I got in. So the preaching is taking a soul and saying, you did not obey. On the third day, then, he got that body and quickened it, finishing a work in the ground. You understand what I'm saying? The victory now has been gotten for all saints that travel there. You can come out. He got the victory over death. So when he got out, he was new. He opened his eyes now as a church. Can you understand the joy that they felt when they saw him break the bread and they knew who he was? Amen. And they saw him go up. After all of that he had done now, from his birth to the resurrection, the thing that was important for the church was the resurrection. Why? He has now the victory over death. So he sent these men out. And he said, now, if you preach this gospel, I'm going to draw men unto me. We got drawn. Out of the world and into this gospel. And once we got in, if we make any turns to the left to get out, death will reign. But did we got kept?
Yes.
To the very, very hour of right now, we got kept. So if we go in the ground, all the word that he preached is not contrary to us. Why? I obeyed. I obeyed. I obeyed. I obeyed. So it doesn't matter what was said to what soul. We obeyed. So now if something happens while I'm resting, it doesn't do anything to my state. I'm still all right. But while yet I was living, I was wondering how I was going to get to the moment that I was all right. I got there because God took me from birth and gave me the victory over death. That means when the potter got a hold of the clay that formed who I was, He said, I'll see you again in peace. Some. He said, I made for the stubble just to light my fire. When I open up an oven, what was in his mind? But I want you to understand, how are we going to make it? The hand of the Lord.
Amen.
The scripture says the Lord of hosts will perform this.
That's beautiful.
So just let him do his work.
Yes.
If trials come, it's coming to make you see, you know all these things. Those things that you're speaking is the word of God. What a question. The brother said, I got a question. What do you know about Jesus? He's all right. He died. That's the man. I know Christ now. My God, I know Christ. When you realize that all of the things of the world are against the saving of this soul, then, Lord, I leave it up to you. But when we go contrary, there's no difference from us or for us as it was for Adam and Eve. He said, don't touch, don't bother that tree. Now, all of the other things in the they could bother, they go to the thing that he said, don't do. What are our eyes attracted to? The thing, don't do. But we got to be stronger with the Spirit as they were communing with it. How are you going to make it? He gave you something no other generation has had. He gave you the Spirit. And it abides in you. So how will you make it? You're going to make it by the hand of the Lord. What does that have to do with you? Nothing. Let God then keep you. Let the Lord preserve you. Let the Lord's countenance shine upon you and give you peace. Let the Lord do the work. Find yourself in trouble, let the Lord get you out of trouble. When you find yourself pressing, let the Lord give you enough to endure hardness as a good soldier of the cross. So, how are you going to make it? The hand of the Lord. And I tell you, his hand has been mighty. It has held up every generation that has come. And he won't fail now. But when men come and say, well, we believe what Bishop Johnson preached, but Bishop Shelton such and such and such a thing. Oh, all right. Did David say Solomon was going to reign, or did he say Adonijah was going to reign? He said Solomon was going to reign. All that Solomon did he say Solomon or Adonijah? He said Solomon. But you all know Adonijah had a feast, and Solomon heard all this noise. He said, what's going on? They said, oh, Adonijah has called a feast that he's going to be king. And Adonijah went by himself. He had a whole lot of other folks at the feast. And they were having a big, gigantic party. They had a party, so they had to get to David before he closed his eyes. Bathsheba said, David, who's going to reign? He said, Solomon. He said, put him on my chariot. It'll be Solomon that reigns. So he had to have Nathan the prophet, had everybody there, said, who's going to do this? He said, David shall reign after me. I mean, Solomon shall reign after me. So Adonijah got the news that, made a boo-boo. So when you grab the horns of the altar in that day, you can find safety. So Adonijah went and grabbed the horns and said, Solomon, oh, live forever. Have mercy on me. Solomon said, all right, they killed everybody else. They're waiting on you now. Just get your hands off. We're going to get you. He said, all right, have safety. And he believed the word. He let go. Didn't last. So when you think if a soul had that kind of heart to go against the word of God, God would let it prosper now? No. What was written aforetime was written for us to learn. So when you come here, and even in the day after the church started, Buddha thought he was somebody. He said, well, I could do this. It's easy. I can preach him. He took about 300 or 400 souls with him. Him and everything that was with him came to nothing. And then here come, even in the day that they see this and say, well, Judas say, well, hey, maybe I can do it. Judas, boasting to be somebody, somebody followed after him. He came to know. So where do I go in the record and find where somebody took some folks out of the church where they were saved? I haven't found one. So the conversation they're having with me now say, well, Bishop Patterson, what about us that we were bought out at, during Bishop Shelton's day, but the person that bought us out now is gone. Well, I advise you to take this space and time to run for your life. A sheep can be gathered. We're not bringing the wolves in. Can you imagine if we bring in a wolf? Say, oh, you all right. You a good wolf. You can come and sit on the pulpit with all these sheep. Come on. Elder Gerald and Elder Green will be able to keep that wolf. That wolf will wake the Elder Gerald and the Elder Green asleep. And that little prayerful one that's saying, thank you, Jesus. 1 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. They'll feel a bite on their leg and want to say, what? Well, why are you devouring me? You knew I was a wolf when y'all bought me in. Church can't do that. No shepherd in his right mind, while a sheep are gathered, will bring a wolf in to destroy. They keep the wolf out. But a sheep, you know, a sheep don't mean it's the head of the church.
No.
Ain't no sheep up there to shepherd.
No.
Berta, can you imagine a sheep say, follow me? No. Mm-mm. All the sheep are together. The Lord then put a shepherd over them. Somebody that they can follow. And they get help to keep, say, now watch on the right hand, you watch on the left hand, and you be the reweaver. You get it behind, and you just make sure nobody lags.
Amen.
And Deacon Kevin said, I got some help for you. My reweaver came. And I tell you, when they were crying out, I said, go to them. I got this pulpit. He got to stay up here and watch me. I know what I'm doing. Go! Go help somebody. And the help was there. That's the kind of soul that the church needs. That someone coming out to be a help to you. I don't need your job, but you can't do my work. My work is mine.
Amen.
Your work is yours.
Amen.
But if you are help to me, help.
Amen.
So how did I make it? Hand of the Lord.
Amen.
And when I come to the worship that I had, I still have
it.
Somebody's praying.
Amen.
Which is the most important thing to me.
Amen.
Somebody's looking and searching for God, manifesting that God is real, that the word of the Lord is abounding more and more and more. That's the thing that has lasted all of this time. So But when I look at Bishop Shelton's life, what he had in the beginning and what he had at the end, the thing that he had the entire time was the hand of God.
Amen.
People come, go. When the folks tried to poison the man and gave him enough arsenic to kill 100 or 1,000 folk, and the thing is, the man knew it was in there. For Gainer, he sat down and knew the folks had put the arsenic in his food. He didn't say, "Don't give me that." He ate it. Let me tell you, he ate it right in front of him. He said it gave him gas, but it should have killed him. And he left those people in his employ. But that's what he had. But the hand of God, when someone was on a roof with a rifle and a scope, so I won't get him today. I won't get him. And it was time for us to go out to the sidewalk service, and they were going to get him. That's the day they were going to lay him to rest. And the hand of God say, "Stay where you are." And we are looking at the clock saying it's time for the sidewalk service, and 4 o'clock passed, 5 o'clock passed, 6 o'clock passed, 7 o'clock, night had passed, and the hand of the Lord was with him to let him see a man on the roof with a shotgun to take him out. I'm telling you what he had. He had the hand of God in Wilson. When someone else wanted to destroy him, the brothers had to get him, but the hand of the Lord was there for him. When all of the sisters will wear white, the contrary ones will wear black. But I'm going to tell you what he had. He had the hand of the Lord that got him through 30 years of naysayers and people that did not believe that he was of God. But what he had was the hand of the Lord. And what do we have? And that's what I want to tell you. Things are going to come and go. You're going to have and not have. And most times you won't have. But in those times that you don't have, still know.
Yes, yes.
That the hand of the Lord is going to be there. All of your dreams that you wanted to get, and you thought that you would never receive them, and you stop today and say, "Lord, I'm still." And you just look and say, "How did I get here?" That hand of God just cradled you all the way to the present hour with the hope that I'm going to deliver you up to myself. So if the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, while you're in his hand, can't you just say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord"? Because how many days and nights in the 8,000 and something days did I sleep in slumber and didn't know I was in the world? But the hand of the Lord quicken me every morning, like he did today. He's always been there.
Lord Jesus Christ, coming down from heaven to call all men, so they might hear and run for their holy, their sanctified life. This is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, coming down from Jesus, the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This is the church. church of the Lord. Jesus Christ, the body, the tabernacle, no, in flesh and blood. This is the church, this is the church of the Lord. This is the church of the Lord. This is the church of the Lord. This is the church. This is the church. Blow. Blow. Blow the trumpet. Blow the trumpet. Blow the trumpet. This is the church. This is the broadcast that comes down from heaven. Blow, blow. Blow, blow. Blow, blow. Blow, blow. This is the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus. Blow, blow.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.
Back!